listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker, First Church Fivefold Fellowship, bringing you the true Word of God. It is, and always will be, the Word of God. We need the Word of God each and every day to sustain us and to carry us. But one thing do I do know, I like to speak the true Word of God. Nothing but the truth. So help me God. That's what I like to say. So help me God.
Amen.
And my favorite motto is for today, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I don't care what my enemy throws at me. Guess what? I'm going to rejoice, 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 rejoice.
Amen.
Nobody will steal my joy. Let the church say amen. Come on now.
Amen.
I just thank the God of the day that we are in our audience. We have my good friend, Pastor Rick Calaway from Life Changing Ministry.
Amen.
Young man, we met one day while he was fixing on the phone lines. And we became good friends ever since in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Carrying on the word, building up the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And also we have Brother Anthony, the new addition to a First Church Fivefold Fellowship, that coming in and a man on fire for God. And we just going to do what we need to do just to build up the kingdom of God. It ain't about us, it ain't about you, but it's about building up the kingdom of God. And we can be reached at 772-777-4431 at First Church Fivefold Fellowship. You can go to our website at churchfive.com. That's www. And you can come to our Sunday morning service. Our Sunday school start at 10:30 on Sunday morning. Our morning service start at 11:30. And our Bible study at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday night. And you also can hear us on Sunday morning on the internet, blogtalkradio.com/Apostle Whitaker. You can hear our morning service. You can also reach us at the radio station at 772-221-1100. If you are out of state, out of the country, you want to call in, you need some prayer, you can always dial 1-888-221-8990. And if you would like to send us a donation to keep us on the air, you can send it at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. And that's where our church is located. And if you want to come by and just be in one of our service and be filled with the Holy Ghost, if you need to be healed and you need to be delivered, whatever your case may be, you come to the right place. The right place, because the church ain't nothing but a hospital. That's where the sick folks come at to get healed. Because I know when you're well, you don't go to the doctor. But the minute you got some pain, you will run to see the doctor. So we need to come. What kind of condition you have? There's always a healing for that condition. And you also can send us an email at firstchurch12@gmail.com. The number 12, firstchurch12@gmail.com. And we want to thank Robert Joseph of Red Med Pharmacy for being the underwriter of this program. True Word of God, and they are located at 10163 U.S. Highway 1 in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34952. And you can reach them at 772-33-2740 for all your medical needs. So we're going to continue on with what we started last week. And and the topic was, for those of you maybe just turning in, is, are you ready to see Jesus? And I think that is a perfect topic that everybody should get ready to see Jesus. Whether you believe in him or you don't believe in him, guess what? You're going to see Jesus. So if you're going to see him, you might as well be ready. Because we know that if you're not living the right and the holy life, we know that you will be in the other place, and they call that place hell. But we're trying to get to heaven. That's our main goal. We're trying to get there. Yeah. I don't want nobody to hold me. I ain't trying to get nobody to stop me. So if you don't want to go, don't you hinder me. Don't you keep me from going where I want to go. So we want to thank my lovely wife, Pastor Betty. She is absent today, but she's in with us in spirit. Are you ready? And last week, I asked everybody to go look in the mirror look at yourself and see what you look like. See the flesh part of your body. And the spirit man that lives in your fleshly body is what I'm trying to tell you, that when we die, guess what we're going to see? Your spirit man lives. And apostle, every time I go to preach in a church, I like to tell folks, I ain't come to talk to you.
Amen.
I don't want to see your flesh. Because I know when your flesh, when you die, your flesh going back to the dust from which it come from. But I want to talk to your spirit man.
Amen.
And your spirit man is the one that going to live after we come out of this body. So we understand that this body ain't done but a housing that God put the spirit in so that we can be housed. So that when the house get tore down, your spirit still lives.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
Still lives.
Absolutely.
So and what I have found out in my days, that when I was out there in the world, yes, I was never born a Christian. Yes, I was a sinner when I was out in the world. Then somebody brought me the light to let me understand you need to get ready to see Jesus.
Come on. That's right. That's right.
You need to get ready. Yep. So then, and the question that was supposed to me, where are you going to live in your eternal life? Mm. And it really got me to thinking. They says now, if you go to hell, it's tormented, gnashing the teeth, burning, and all that pain for the rest of your life.
Too much for me.
Then they say, but if you live right for God, you be in the place of paradise. Ooh. Joy and happiness all the time. And I had to weigh my option to understand where I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. So now we talking to somebody right now, maybe on the verge or maybe undecided. But if you call us in at 772-221-1100 or 888-221-8990, let us pray for you today. Let us get you right in order to see Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
We want to help somebody. We don't want nobody to go to the other place because we know Satan's future. We know where he's going.
Amen. Hallelujah.
His future's already set. It's already determined. God had already determined his future. But he had given us a choice on which way we want to go.
Amen.
So the question is, are you really? I mean, I can ask, are you saved? And somebody may say, well, I go to church and I sing in the choir and I preach the word. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, are you really saved?
Mm. Do you know him?
That's a great question.
Say it again.
Do you know
him? Do you know him? Are you living for Jesus Christ? Mm. Mm-hmm. Have you gave up this old world and changed your attitude? Because it's all about attitude.
And that's exactly right. You know, Pastor, one of the things that I often say is that, you know, in the beginning when we talked about Christ, you know, God blew the breath of life into man.
Yes.
Ruach, and man became a living soul. Man is spirit.
Yes.
And he that worship Christ must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Come on now.
And to understand this, the five senses, the touch, the taste, the see, the smell, the feel, that is essential for the flesh man to navigate.
Yes.
But the spirit man does not navigate by the five senses.
Yo, come on now.
It navigates based upon the spirit of God through the faithfulness of God.
Yes, yes.
Such as hope and belief.
Yes, yes.
That is how the spirit man determines whether something is true there or not. Yes. Now the flesh man have to rely on what it feels.
Yes.
On what it sees.
That's right.
What it hears.
Yeah.
But the spirit man does not rely on that.
They don't rely on it.
And so when we die the flesh, as Paul said, let the flesh die daily.
Yes.
You see, when you die daily, you don't have to worry about dying again.
That's right. Come on now.
Hey,
come
man.
On now. You preaching already, pal.
And one of the things as believers is that, first of all, we got to understand that we are spirit.
Yes.
Now, the flesh just goes along with it.
Yes.
But in order for you to communicate with God, there's only one way that you can communicate with
God. Come on now. Come on now.
You see, God gave us our flesh to communicate with each other.
Yes.
But he gave us our spirit to communicate with him.
Come on now. Come on now.
And if we're going to communicate with him, you see, what you feed will grow and what you starve will die.
Yes. Come on now. So what you're saying is that we need to feed our spirit man and starve our flesh man.
That's the word.
Ooh, come on now. Yeah, see, that's revelation all by itself.
Praise God.
Feed your, now how are we going to feed? Come on, brother. Yeah. Now tell us how we going to feed our spirit.
The word of God.
The word of God.
The word of God.
For your spirit.
Ooh, the food. Mm-hmm. Come on now. God, that's why when I go to the house of God, I can't never get full.
Come on.
I'm always hungry because my spirit man always want to be in contact and commune with God.
Because the spirit man.
Come on now.
You see, was designed to be eternal.
Yes.
So nothing can just fill it up for the moment.
Come on now.
The flesh man is designed to die so it can become full.
Yes, yes. Come on now. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So, in other words, we ain't not on a diet when it comes to the word of God.
Oh, no, we're on.
Okay, now I might diet the flesh. Come on, say it again. We're going to feed. That's why I say when you come to church, bring your plate, mm-hmm. bring mm-hmm. your napkin, get mm-hmm. your fork and your spoon, and then you can eat much as you want.
As much as you want.
Much. Well, see, that's why I like this smorgasbord, what God give us. He give us come a on. Smorgasbord, everything mm-hmm. that we need.
And you know what? You know, most people, whether it is in the spirit or in the natural man. Now, see, there must be a separation between the natural man and the spirit man.
Come on now.
For the Bible said that the natural man knows not the things of the spirit, and nor can it.
Yes.
And so, in other words, when we come into the house of God, you know, too often we come in and we're looking around and we're thinking this way or thinking about that. The house of God should be the most beautiful place that we step our feet into. It's greater than all the seven wonders of the world combined.
Yes.
Nothing should compare mm-hmm. coming into the house of God.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wonderful to go to the Eiffel Tower,
yeah.
To go to the great mm-hmm. cathedrals of Rome,
yeah.
even to go into the White House.
Right.
And we look at the paint, the wood, the varnish, and we take pictures there because we want folks to see us there.
Yeah.
But nothing should compare. Mm. I mean, it could be a run-of-the-mill church.
That's right.
But nothing should compare coming into the house of God.
Yes.
Mm. And when we come there, to be focused, set your mind on the things that are above.
Yes.
Knowing. I mean, knowing. Not wondering. But you see, there's a difference between knowing and wondering. Knowing that God is on your side.
And I think that's where people go wrong at, because they come in and they look inside the church, and if the church don't look a certain way, then they figure God is not there. But we got to start looking at the pews and the chairs and the air conditioning. But God is where the spirit is.
Hallelujah.
And when the anointing is in the place, isn't the anointing can be in the bathroom. And if the anointing that Jesus said, when two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst. So whenever we got the anointing, Jesus is always present. So we got to learn how to bring in and usher in the spirit of God.
That's right.
So if we can't do that, then we'll never know who God is. So if we don't never know who God is, then we'll never be able to see Jesus in the way God had tended us to see him. Because I read the Bible, when the Bible said when he breathed into the clay, you know, God put a part of himself on the inside of us.
Amen.
That's why our spirit man's always want to be connected. I call it the GPS.
Come on.
He put a GPS in us so we can always find our way back to God.
That's right.
I don't care how you get lost. I don't care what situation you're in, but you can always come back. He's always going to guide you right back to where the light is.
Mm-hmm.
So when if I'm going to do that, then I might as well going to go whole hog. You know, like if I was crazy and stupid for Satan, why can't I be crazy and stupid for Jesus?
Come on now. In fact, you see, that's the only way that you can get the true rewards of God Almighty. Now, he said in his word that I am a rewarder.
Yes.
In other words, I give to, I bring to, or I supply those that diligently seek me.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you, and let's be clear. There's a difference between being there and being connected.
Yes.
Mm. You see, there's a lot of folks that are there at church, but they're not connected. I mean, we have husbands and wife in the same home, but they're not connected.
They ain't connected.
We have our children in the school chairs, but they are not connected. We have members in the pews, but they're not connected.
Mm.
You see, when you're connected to God, it's because you have diligently sought him out.
Yes.
And they are the ones that God rewards.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to read a scripture in Matthew chapter 24, and we're going to start from verse 31, and I thought it would be appropriate if you really want to see Jesus. And the word of God says that the great trumpet will sound, and he will send out his angels to the four corners of the earth, and they will gather his chosen people from one end of the world to the other. Let the fig tree teach you a lesson. When its branches become green and tender, it starts putting out leaves. You know that summer is near. The same way, when you see all these things, you will know that the time is near and ready to begin. Remember that all things would happen before peoples now living have all died. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. No one knows, however, when the day and the hour will come, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son. The Father alone knows. The coming of the Son of Man will be like what happened in the time of Noah. In the days before the flood, people ate, drank, men's and women's married, up to the very day Noah went into the boat. Yet they did not realize what was happening until the flood came and swept them away. This is how it will be when the Son of Man comes. And at that time, two men will be working in the field. One will be taken up, the other one will be left. Two women will be at meal, grinding meal. One will be taken away, and the other will be left behind. We don't want nobody to get left behind.
Mm-hmm. No.
Nobody.
Right. Exactly.
We don't want nobody to get left behind. Right. So if you want to get into that position, and if you need some prayer, if you need some help, and in order to get you where you're ready to see Jesus, give us a call at the radio station at 772-221-1100. So that we can help you on your way.
Amen.
We don't want to see nobody get left behind.
Nobody.
Everybody have a choice in this matter. See, that's the problem. See, we think that it is one way. We all have a choice. And we want you to take the right choice. I know I'm speaking to someone right now that's maybe right now really ready to give their life to Christ. Really ready to leave this old world and give up what they're going through so that they can have a better life. Now, I know you may be suffering right now. You may be going through something. You say, how can you say that? But the Bible said it won't gonna never be easy.
That's right. It's not going to be.
It ain't going to be easy.
Now, Apostle.
Yes.
Just for a second, let's look back at the verse 40 when it said, then they shall two be in the field, and the one shall be taken, and the other left.
Yes.
Now, when you think about that.
Yes.
You see, and the reason why one would be taken and the other one would be left is because, you see, there are people who are striding in the way. But see, everyone that you talk to, everyone that you with are not right.
Yes, right.
There would be two people. They look like they're doing the same thing.
Oh, come on now.
They look like they're going the same way.
Yeah.
But see, one is right. And the other one is not.
Come on, Pastor.
Come on. It's time. He said, I'm looking for true worshipers.
True worshipers.
Amen. You see, everybody that's going in your direction is not going your way.
That's right.
Everybody is standing by you is not with you.
You sure enough ain't.
And so we have to make sure that we have a spiritual relationship with God.
Yeah.
I mean, convinced beyond all convincing. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Brother Anthony, you're a little quiet. Come on, give us some input on your behalf, because I know, like, you know, you kind of new and getting into this, but we'd like to get your perspective on how you can get yourself ready to see God, because maybe somebody may be in that situation where they say, well, you know, I'm not quite there yet, or you know, I don't really know what to do, how to get there. And so what we're trying to do today is to encourage somebody.
Right.
I know somebody gonna really want this today, and maybe they are afraid to say something because maybe somebody, you know, when speaking how the enemy speaks into your ear, they're naked and stuff.
Yeah.
So now give us your input.
Well, I think about the wise and foolish virgins.
Come on now.
Come on.
And some took oil and some didn't.
Yes.
And there's coming a time when it's going to be too late.
Oh, Jesus, he's preaching already.
And as in the days of Noah, like you said,
yes.
They were given marriage, they were eating, they were feasting, but judgment came.
Yes.
And the people the virgins that didn't take the oil with them, they wanted to buy some from those that had brought some in their vessels.
Come on.
So what I want to say is today is the day of salvation.
Come
you
on,
might
man.
Not have it tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
And
I just
want you to come to Jesus today because
amen.
You don't know what could happen.
Come on.
And, if you call, we will lead you in a prayer, and you will know him, and you will not have some form of religion, but you'll have a face-to-face encounter with God. So that's what I...
Amen. And I like what you said, because if we really look at what in the days of Noah, they did have warning.
Yeah.
How long Noah preached that same sermon?
Oh, boy.
You say about 100 years he preached about that same years. Sermon.
That's right.
Every day, the same...
What a man of faith.
Yeah. The same sermon. But yet they still didn't listen.
Amen.
But when the rain came, they went knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Praise
but
God.
But Noah, he had the compassion. He wanted to let them in.
That's right.
But
right.
he
That's
couldn't
right.
do it.
And it seems like his coming is slow.
Yeah.
Because his great love, because he wants to make sure everyone can come into the kingdom and have that opportunity.
That's right. Yeah.
And Brother Anthony, I like what you said about, five were wise.
Yeah.
Yes.
And five were foolish.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Was wise.
And see, now there's no need for anyone to walk through this life being foolish, because if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of the Father.
That's it.
And then we can make a wise decision.
Yes.
I mean, all 10 of them was virgins.
Yeah.
Come on now.
That's what we're saying.
You know, but it's just that five were wise and five were foolish.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you look at it as they had the same opportunity to have the same anointing, but yet they want to borrow somebody else's anointing.
Right. That's right. That's right.
I'm not going to give you my anointing.
Come on.
You can get your own anointing.
And it's almost in that same scripture in Matthew, it talks about the faithful servant.
That's right.
He took what he was given to him and what do we want to hear? Enter into the joy of the Lord.
Right. Joy of the
good
Lord.
And faithful.
But you know, he's coming back.
Yeah, he's coming back.
And when he's coming back, now, he will be looking.
Yeah, he's going to be looking.
But he's looking for those without a spot, or wrinkle, or any such blemish.
Yes.
You see, one of the things a lot of times that we say, you know, you can't live right. Everybody going to do a wrong you got to do. Listen, if we couldn't do it, he wouldn't have never told us.
That's right. Come on.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Come on, Apostle.
In fact, he said, be ye holy.
Be ye holy.
For I am holy.
That's right.
And he expect us to be holy.
That's right.
Like him.
Just like him. Like him.
Just like him.
Amen.
Yeah. And 1 Corinthians 15 and 51 and 53, it says, behold, I show you a mystery. We should not all sleep, but we should all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall rise incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruptible, and that the martyr must be immortality. So now, it gonna happen so fast till we ain't gonna know that we don't change. It gonna happen just that quick that you gonna be here for a moment, and next moment you with Jesus. But you can't get there until you get right. So we need to bring somebody, let somebody know right now that there is hope. I don't care what nobody says. You always have hope. And one thing I know about God, I don't care what kind of situation you get in, he always gives us an escape route to get out. We can always get out. So don't say what you can't do. And the reason why you say that, because you don't want to do it. If you want to stop being an alcoholic, you can stop being an alcoholic if you want to.
That's right. That's right.
Drug addict if you want to. Homosexual, lesbian if you want to. Whatever you want to do. You can if you make your mind up.
Amen.
See, it's all about a positive attitude.
That's right. That's right.
And see, that's what each one of us in this room had to do. Because, yes, we were sinners. But yet we made our mind up that we were going to stop being what we wanted to be.
Amen.
Yes.
We wanted to change. So in a moment, in a twinkle in the eye, God changed us just that quick.
You see, and you have to settle this at the supreme level.
Yes.
Think about when we go to court, or when someone go to court. Well, you might go to the first court of appeal, second court of appeal, but then when it go to the Supreme Court, well, that's final.
Yes. Yeah.
You see, when you talk about accepting Christ, you see, you got to accept Christ before the Supreme God, and then you have to come there with a supreme mindset that the decision that you made is final, and you don't have to go back and try to renegotiate what you said.
Yeah.
Amen. You don't have to negotiate whether or not you're going to believe God today tomorrow.
That's right.
But that he's God all the time. Yeah. You believe him all the time. Amen. Yeah. And then truly that you can do all things through Christ. Who is this you? This you. Now, we're not talking about the flesh you.
Come on now.
Because the flesh man is weak.
Yes. Right.
Right. But we're talking about the spirit man. Because when God blew the breath of life in
come on now.
Man,
yes.
Man became like God on the inside.
On the inside.
Amen.
If you split him in two, God be right in there.
Now, if he said that I knew you before you was formed in the mother's womb.
That's right.
Now, he was not talking about your flesh.
Yes.
He didn't know how, you know, your feet and all. He wasn't talking about that.
Yes.
Now, if he knew you, if your flesh wasn't there.
Yes, your what?
Well, what was there?
Your spirit.
The spirit was there.
Yes, amen. Yes. Amen. So now maybe somebody are listening and really want to give their life to Christ. So what I want you to do right now, I just want you to repeat this prayer after me so that we can get you to be saved. And a lot of people think you got to go through a whole lot to be saved, but it's very, very simple to be saved. Mm-hmm. And it says, confess out of your mouth and believe in your heart, and you are saved. So this is what we say. So now, bow your heads and pray with me. Dear God, I am a sinner. Come into my heart. I need you to save me. I believe Jesus, your son, is the savior of the world. I believe he died and rose from the grave. I believe he is the only way to heaven. So save me, Jesus. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you pray that prayer, I guarantee that you saved right now. And once you saved now, here's where the trick come in.
Hmm.
Now you got to start the process and stay saved.
Amen. So you mean to tell me, is that simple?
It's just that simple.
Feed your spirit with the word of God.
Come on now. Feed your spirit with the word of God. You took the first step. Now Satan mad with you now. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. He's mad with you. But as long as you stay on the course and continue to believe and read the word, find you a good church. Get up under some good leadership. Yes. Somebody that will teach you and lead you in the ways and the thoughts of God. Amen. So that you can live right and be holy.
Now, Apostle, what about if you have some issues? And maybe you may have a habit. I mean, can you still come?
You can still come.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I don't have to quit this. No. And stop that.
You can still come.
Start this.
You'll still come. Mm. And I guarantee you that the Holy Ghost will get it at you.
Yeah, because that spirit's new inside.
Come on now. Yes. But see, here's what I understand. If we had the power to change ourselves, then we'll never need God.
We'll never need him.
Right. Never need him.
Hey, man.
So that's why you can't never get yourself right.
Amen. And
don't run away from him. Run to him.
Run to
him.
Come on now. Like that. Run to him. You got to run to him.
Yeah.
You got to be in a hurry. This thing is serious, folks. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to see Jesus? You ready? Have you positioned yourself to see Jesus? Have you changed your lifestyle to see Jesus? Have you changed your attitude so that you can see Jesus when he comes?
Well, can we wait? Trumpet? I mean, can you wait to the last moment and then just change your mind?
No. Because you might wait last moment, then it's going to be too late.
It'll be too late.
Because he don't know when he's coming.
Today is the day.
Yes.
Well, Anthony, you said today is the day.
Yes.
His mercies are new.
Come on now.
His joy is new.
Yes.
His salvation is new.
What about I need to finish college?
No.
No.
When I get married, I'll be more settled.
No. You got to do it now.
You could get run over by a bus tomorrow.
Amen.
Today is the day.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we want to thank Red Med for our being the underwriter of this program. And they are located at 10163 U.S. Highway 1 in Port St. Lucie, 34952. You can reach them at 772-333-2740. And you can also give us a call at 772-777-4431. And send us an email at firstchurch12@gmail.com. And I always say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.